They say I might as well face the truth, but I'm just too long in the tooth. So I'm an OAP and weak knee, but I've not yet quite gone to see. I may be over the hill now that I've retired, fading away, but I'm not yet expired. Clapped out, run down, chew on the train, 1 foot in the grave.
Try counting something.
I'll try counting my blessings. Well, that didn't take very long. Oh, bloody fitted sheets. Look at this. Though they ever stayed put, 3 times I've blown my nose in this. I'm thinking with a handkerchief. I make the bed tomorrow, I use a staple gun. What time is it?
3:15.
4 hours. Hate it when I can't get to sleep. Always the same, I just lie awake worrying. Worrying about the fact that I can't get to sleep. Working out how much time I've got left, how many hours I can just squeeze in, providing I manage to go to sleep within the next 5 minutes. That keeps me awake for another hour.
Try relaxing more. Let your whole body go limp.
I did let my whole body go limp. I fell out of bed. You'll recall. I haven't been back to sleep since.
Because you keep thinking too much. That's half your trouble. Give your brain a rest, and then perhaps you might drift off. Just let your mind go completely blank.
Ah, I suppose. But a stomach ache now.
Whereabouts?
Whereabouts in my left earlobe. And I feel sick into the bargain. You know what that is? Be that dodgy pasta we had at your mother's last night. No, she doesn't understand a word of Italian. Working from that old magazine clipping with a list of ingredients on, turned out with a cast list of The Godfather. Shudder to think what she put in it. Parmesan cheese and a horse's head, judging from the taste. Spaghetti al Pacino.
Are you going to go on like this all night?
What's that? You hear that?
What?
That strange hooting sound.
That's probably Mrs. Biswell down the corner.
Oh. It's that baby owl I told you about the other night. He's perched on the telephone wire. Look at him, perched right over my car roof. You just dare, matey boy. Speaking about it as well, you can tell.
Well, he will do if you keep staring at him. Come back to bed, you'll make him nervous.
Well, why is it they never splatter anyone else's car, only mine? He's going to as well. Look, he's just getting into position, shifting himself round. Any second now, he's definitely going to... There. Oh, I don't believe. Where are those car keys? Twice I've had to take that back in because he said he was too sensitive. Get off. Can't tell me there isn't something wrong somewhere when your car alarm's set off by a bird dropping. As from tomorrow, that's their rations cut off. Any bits of burnt toast now go straight in the bin. What's this packet of Bisto doing in here?
What?
What's this packet of Bisto doing in the medicine cabinet?
How do I know what it's doing? I can't even see it.
Bring them up again in the morning, come to the first job. Oh, that's woken me up even more now. Give me something else to worry about. Why is nothing ever simple in life? What is it that makes that last teaspoon cling on for dear life in the washing up bowl every night? When you pour the water away, even if you haven't used a bloody teaspoon, there's always one appears from somewhere.
Will you go to sleep?
mysteries of the universe, time and space, life and death, Lenny Bennett and Jerry Stevens. Never did hear any more of them. Time. When you think about it, nothing ever exists, in fact. I was working it out in the post office while I was waiting for that woman to finish twanging her elastic bands. The future doesn't exist because it hasn't happened yet. The past doesn't exist because it's already over. And the present doesn't exist because as soon as you start to think about it, it's already become the past, which doesn't exist anymore. Like that moment just then when I said that. That's already in the past. Gone forever. And so is that. When I just said, gone forever. And so is that. When I just said, and so is that, that's gone forever now as well. And so is that. When I just said, that's gone forever now as well, that's gone forever now as well.
Will you shut up? For God's sake, Victor! Chattering all filed there like a rabid parrot. It'd be really wonderful, wouldn't it, if we could just have a bit of peace and quiet and both lie back and get some sleep. Oh. Oh, well. That's it. Now I'm wide awake, thank you very much. You finally managed it. I do a bit of the crossword. Perhaps that'll send me off. Did you bring the paper up? Oh, I saw an old friend of yours today. Came in the shop to return a wilting hibiscus. Charlie Masefield?
Oh, yes. Haven't seen him for years. How is he?
He's fine.
Did he ask how I was?
No. Well, not as such.
What do you mean, not as such?
Well, he seemed to be under the impression you were dead. In fact, we had quite an argument about it. I said, no, I think you must be getting him mixed up with someone else, but he wouldn't have it. He said he's positive you died 4 years ago and that you'd asked to have your ashes scattered across the floor in Allied carpets. To get your own back. To be honest, I think he's getting a little bit, So in the end, to keep the peace, I just agreed with him. I said, now you come to mention it, you're right, he is dead. He went off then, happy as a sandboy. Oh, yes, and then, talk about a day for characters, we had Broad Maud came in just after lunch with all her latest problems.
Broad Maud? She the one that always carries her own toilet seat around with her?
Yes, in a Tesco's carrier bag. Frightened stiff of public lavatories. Well, frightened stiff of everything. Takes it all to heart. Everything she reads in the papers or sees on the news. Salmonella, listeria, poisonous algae, man-eating fungus that comes up through the drains.
Man-eating fungus? Mm.
She says she saw it on the news, but I reckon it was Doctor Who. I think they all start to blur in her mind a bit in the end. That was her late husband, always had a morbid fear of giant spiders. Every time he heard the cat flap go, he used to break into a cold sweat.
Imagine carrying your own toilet seat everywhere, though. Another mystery of the universe, if ever there was one. Toilet seats.
What about them?
Why is it you can always put the right side of your bottom down and it's perfectly all right? Perfectly warm enough, perfectly bearable, but as soon as you try and lower the left one onto the seat, it's as cold as ice. And you have to whip it straight back off again and keep it hovering up in the air. Why should that be? I think I might write to Stephen Hawking.
Well, that's that finished, and I'm still wide awake. Perhaps I'll go and make a milky drink. You want one?
Might as well, I suppose. Try anything. Put a drop of rum in it. Oh, God. Got that twitchy leg coming on now. I knew that had happened. Shaking about like a Morris dancer. Only needs a couple of bells in the end. I shall have to get up and stretch it, I think. Oh, yeah. Oh, That's a bit better. Ah, that picture on the wall there is not straight for a start. No, it's still not straight, you little bugger. That's got it. Now it's straight. 583-002, hello? What? Yes, it is straight. What do you mean, not where you are standing? I can't see that through the window from right across the road, I know. What are you doing up at this time of night, eh? Oh, can't you? I'm sorry about that. They were supposed to have fixed it, but you know what garages are like. Yes, and I hope you do too. Good night.
The rest of that milk was off, so I had to use powder, and we're out of rum. And I'm afraid I couldn't find your sweeteners.
God, this tastes revolting.
I know, it came through the front door. There's several Olympic pole vaulters supposed to swear by it.
Yes.
Oh, that shampoo makes my hair too dry. I won't use that again.
Which one was that?
Oh, another new one on the market. That came through the front door as well.
It's a good thing they haven't got a sales push on for motorcycles, or we'd have a Harley-Davidson coming through the front door. Mowing us all to the ground as we came down for breakfast. The man from the local pet shop was coming round this morning, delivering free trial offer chihuahuas, hammering them through people's letterboxes with a large mallet. I expect we'll get ours tomorrow.
More than likely. All right, if I put the light out again.
What's that noise? Can't you hear it?
Hear what?
Sounds like someone drilling a hole in a bucket.
Why would anyone be drilling a hole in a bucket? It's the most pointless thing you could possibly do. It's just your imagination. We go to sleep.
That's not my imagination.
What?
That noise. There. Now, you can't tell me you can't hear that.
Can't hear what?
That noise. Like someone snapping one of those old-fashioned rain hoods open and shut. Listen. Stop now.
There'll be the sound of someone being walloped across the ear with a carpet slipper in a minute. You don't lie back and go to sleep.
Legs still twitching about 19 to the dozen. And I shall have to go to the toilet again. It's no good.
You should take more exercise. That's your problem, all told. That's why you're always on edge. Can't so much as suck a puller without crunching it. Go right through the entire packet like a beaver in one of those old cartoons.
Who does? Now, I think if I can just keep it up in the air for a bit, that'll stop the trembling. That's better. Well, switch it off now. What's wrong with this thing? The red light's not even coming on. The battery's gone. Where's my slippers? I'll have to go down and turn it off with the key under the bonnet. I shan't be a second.
Well, hurry, for goodness sake. If it goes on like this, we'll wake the whole of the South of England. Are we ever going to get any peace of any kind tonight?
Bloody garage. You leave your car with them for 3 days and they do nothing. Well, I've just about had enough of the whole ruddy lot of...
Victor! What on earth's that you've got on your foot?
What are you talking about?
Look at you! You've got your foot stuck
can size a rotting hedgehog.
My God. Oh, that must have been when my slipper came off. I thought I was sliding it back on again. I must have... Oh, it's all flat and eaten away and everything. I thought it got a bit soggy inside. I thought it was just perspiration. You know, if I could just hook it off with this coat hanger, then I could... Oh, that's got you. Go straight back out the window, matey. Well, it served you right by sitting in my car. It's just getting off then as well. Just getting to sleep and dreaming. Dreaming this really strange dream. They completely drained away all the water in Loch Ness to see if there was any monsters. And when the lake was completely empty, there, lying at the bottom in the mud, was this giant 60-foot-long teaspoon. What time is it now?
Time you turned over and went to sleep.
Suppose the whiners will be down at the local laundrette. Stomachs full of blue nuns sloshing about. So, well, it must be the other way round for them. The clothes stay still and the laundrette spins round. Wish there was a knob in your head where you could switch your brain off. Ridiculous things that keep coming into it as you lie here. I mean, that's a ridiculous expression, isn't it? I'm sorry, I can't talk. I'm on a payphone. What other bloody sort is there? Not exactly free. You asleep yet?
What do you think?
You see, now you know what it's like for me when you can't get off.
Yes. I can't imagine what it is that's keeping me awake.
It's just one of those things you can't do anything about.
Really?
One of the biggest mysteries out, and yet they reckon without it you'd go mad.
Well, I expect we'll find out very shortly.
Do you remember the first time we ever slept together?
How could I forget?
That bloody dripping tap. That kept us awake half the night, if you recall.
You hogged the bed.
Who did?
You did. Sleeping diagonally across the bed from corner to corner. I used to think it was romantic in those days, having your right elbow up my nose.
Why didn't you move me?
Because I wasn't sitting at the controls of a bulldozer at the time. I did contemplate jabbing you in the backside of the hat pin, but I didn't want to wake that baby at number 43. Wouldn't think twice about it today.
Don't remember ever hogging the bed.
You used to toss and turn all night then, just the same, as if you were rolling a giant sheet of pastry. Pulled all the covers off me every night.
Who did?
You used to wind the sheets round yourself like a whirling dervish. I used to lie there, freezing to death, and next to me there'd be an Egyptian mummy snoring his head off.
Yes, all right, you've made your point.
And you used to suck your thumb in your sleep.
When did I?
For the first 3 years we were married. Some nights you used to suck my thumb.
You never said anything about this before.
Talk about a late developer at the age of 26. If you've ever wondered why you've got stumpy thumbs, now you know. He used to cuddle a hot water bottle as well, pretending it was a teddy bear.
Oh, for goodness sake. I did nothing of the kind. Remember when it burst one night?
That's because you kept pressing it in the middle, trying to make it squeak.
Yes, all right. I don't think we need to go on about that, do we? And I've not got stumpy thumbs. Anyway... You used to talk in your sleep.
You used to sing in your sleep. I used to be lying there, just nodding off, and what did I hear? Ladies and gentlemen, the voice of David Whitfield, and then 3 minutes of Cara Mia Mine. And if you'd had a big lump of cheese for your supper, we used to get a selection from Eddie Calvert as well. Cherry Blossom Pink being snored through a trumpet.
Look, can we just drop the subject now then, please?
You brought it up.
Yes, I wish I hadn't. Cherry blossom pink.
The lady next door came round one night to ask if the cat had got his tail stuck in the mangle.
I said, can we drop it? Oh, God, there it is. Can you hear that rattle of distant milk bottles? That's the beginning of the end now. Might as well get up and put the kettle on. They're a dying breed if ever there was one. Like the giant panda. 10 years from now, the milkman, you see, be a whole new generation will grow up never knowing there was a time when you could open a pint of milk just using the tip of your thumb. To them, it will be the most natural thing in the world to spend 20 minutes picking cardboard flaps apart with your fingernails and squirting it down the front of your shirt before you can make a cup of tea. Mopping up all the dribbles that shoot across the salad crisper every time you close a fridge door. Progress. Milk bottles, gramophone records, clocks that tick, newspapers that print news. Oh, God, I saw that advert again today. Buy the Daily Mail because you can read it without getting ink in your fingers. By that token, you might as well have a cup of bleach for your breakfast because it doesn't stain the teapot. Some of the papers these days, I don't know. Especially that one your mother reads.
She says she likes it because it's conservative with a small C.
Yes, I believe Joseph Goebbels was a Nazi with a small N. Can you imagine if the history books had been written the way the newspapers are written? 1215, King John signed the Magna Carta. 1216, King John showed a shapely ankle when the wind blew up his robe at Runnymede, sparking rumors that he may be on a super new low-calorie diet. Potty Pankhurst's at it again. The slaughter of the innocent. No British babies thought to be involved. I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking.
It's all right.
Burbling on as usual. First things that come into my head. You forget what you're saying.
I know. I do it myself sometimes. I was thinking about him this morning, funnily enough. Running into Glynis outside the library with Michael. If you remember, she had him just the 4 days before. She was coming out of hospital as I was going in. Still working for that insurance company. They're talking about moving him to his own branch up north somewhere. Well, I expect she'll miss him. She never had any others. Just bought his mum an ice cream. Then he was going to run her up to the doctor's. Doesn't seem 5 minutes since it was the other way around. I always think of Stuart when I see him. God, he's enormous now. His eldest girl's just started at the secondary. I wonder what he'd have gone into. I wonder if he'd have gone into insurance.
Not if I had anything to do with it.
Make so many plans in your life when you're young. I don't know what I imagined I'd be doing when I was 57. Seemed like so far in the future it'd never happen. A year was an eternity when you were a child. The time between one Christmas and the next.
Now it's about 2 months. Be draping tinsel over the Easter eggs before long. Why can't they let you live your life at your own speed?
Time definitely goes more quickly than it used to years ago.
I know. Still doesn't seem as if the 80s have started yet to me. What did we do?
When?
In the 1980s.
I don't know.
Must have done something.
I don't think so. When did those burglars break in and steal all your underpants?
1979.
Oh. Well, I expect we did something at some point.
Yes. Oh, God, I thought it wouldn't be long before he started.
Who?
That bloody sparrow. What's he got to get up so early for? Shut up! I think at least once in a while he'd stay where he was and have a lie in, but no. Oh, it's 3:45, time to get up and start squawking meaninglessly outside that bloke's window for a few hours. Be all his mates chipping in as well in a second. Yes, yes, there's number two. One of these days I'll sneak up to his nest when he's asleep with a Welsh male voice choir. 3 choruses of men of Harlech and he'll be laughing on the other side of his beak. God. Hardly worth coming to bed all the rest I've had. What's the point in it? Get in every night feeling as right as rain, by the time I get up, I feel absolutely terrible. Just ritual. Like life, I suppose. But what the point is in living? Never gets you anywhere, does it?
I don't know. Try asking that sparrow. He seems happy enough.
And all he does is eat bits of burnt toast and a few worms.
Still got plenty to say about, evidently.
Yes. What's his secret, I wonder? Perhaps it's his diet.
We'll be able to have porridge for your breakfast. We're out of milk.
I have powdered.
We're also out of porridge.
Well, I'll have something else then.
What?
Well, I was thinking perhaps I might have worms on toast for a change.
We'll open a new can in the morning.
Yes. We always seem to.
I say I'm always but I'm just too long in the tooth. So I know why you're dealing with me. But I'm not yet quite going to see. I may be over the hill now that I have retired. Fading away, but I'm not yet expired. Left out, run down, two of the same. 1 foot in the grave.